Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of Ben and Woods on another elimination day. But this time, it's an elimination day for both the Chicago Cubs and the San Diego Padres. Game 3 of the National League Wild Card Series coming your way. 2:08 first pitch, our time, 1:08 pregame show from Wrigley Field with Sam Levitt right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Good. Everything's good. It's great.
Breathe.
I'm going to try to take a nap pregame. I don't know that I'll be able to.
We'll have 4 hours between the end of the show and the start of the game.
Yeah.
I would go as early as possible. The closer you get to game time, the tougher it gets.
You guys get tired when you get filled with adrenaline? I do,
absolutely.
Too. I get really tired.
Like, where are you down? Yeah.
I might have done...
I almost fell asleep driving home yesterday.
I might have dozed off in game one. I might have, just so you know. I might have dozed off for a second because I was so hyped.
Sitting in traffic driving home yesterday after Park 101, like, now I was sitting in the sun for a little bit.
Yeah.
So the sun zap energy kills you. And then there's the anxiety of the game leading up to the game. And then there's the stress of watching the game.
Then there's the release.
And then there's, like, it's a lot of, like, physical, mental emotion. And then you're, like, stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Moving slow. You're like, I'm like, I just need to get home.
If only there was something I could do at home in an empty house to calm my nerves. I can't think of anything, but.
But the players better be able to go up there and hit 101 miles an hour with the same emotions and adrenaline that's been running through their bodies
listen,
the entire time.
You're not paying me $30 million a year to watch baseball, you know? So if you were, I'd be locked in. Okay? You can rest assured I'd be parked right in front of the TV, my friend.
World's highest paid baseball watcher. Stephen Woods,
$30 million.
All right, let's get to it. It is time to see what else we've missed today. It is the Rhino Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rhino Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rhino Report with Paul Rindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy?
All right. It is the Rhino Report. All right. It's brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. Let's see here. I got a little...
What time is the first game today? Noon?
Noon.
Okay. So
12:08, 2:08.
Yeah, okay. All right.
What is it?
5.
5:08?
Okay. Noon, 2, 5.
Okay. Noon, 2, and 5. All right. Typically on Thursdays in the 9 o'clock hour, we would do an NFL threesome. I think we're going to bump that maybe to next week. But when we do it, it's brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort,
okay.
The player's place. We do have Thursday Night Football, though, tonight. I don't know if you're going to be... Are you going to be all in on the baseball? It's Yankees, Red Sox, the night game?
Yeah. I'm watching playoff.
You're watching
0%
playoff baseball?
0% chance I watch that
Thank
game.
Thank you, Ben McDonald.
Rams 49ers not
Zero.
Doing anything for you?
I don't
Zero.
Think...
I will say, I'm with you. I'll be watching the baseball. I think the Thursday Night Football product... Watching at home is my favorite now.
Yeah, it's gotten better.
The Next Gen Stats, Amazon Prime, their broadcast, it's been really good.
We're not joining in progress tonight.
We are not airing
it. We're not airing it tonight.
No, we don't know because, look.
Niners Seahawks. No, Niners Rams.
Niners Rams. it's either going to be a sad Padres post-game show, obviously, the final one,
yeah,
or it's going to be the locker room celebration where Jesse is throwing down to Tony for like an hour plus. So
I'm all in.
You just can't plan for that, so we won't be carrying it. But there was another NFL story, though. If we have a couple of minutes here. I need to ask you guys, what the hell's going on with Shedeur Sanders this week?
I
saw a very weird video of him like miming an answer, and
I can explain it.
It came right after the announcement that Joe Flacco is being benched. They're going with Dylan Gabriel,
yeah,
and Shedeur is going to remain QB3. So you could assume he's a little bummed about that, and he wants to get some opportunities.
I can explain it very simply.
But there was a very weird exchange in front of his locker.
There's an easy explanation to it. You ready?
For those of you not watching on YouTube right now, Woods is mouthing a lot of words.
And
he explained everything in great detail.
It's symbolism, right? They named Dylan Gabriel the starter, not him. So he's still trapped in his glass box.
He's a mime. They asked him questions out loud.
Yeah, out loud. In the locker room.
They're trying to get him to say something.
Yeah, they're trying to get him to say, I think it sucks. I think I'm better. I should be the quarterback. I mean, that's what they want.
The answer is ultimately, and anybody would feel the same way, what do you want me to say, guys?
So like, people said he was responding to Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan was pretty
harsh.
That
came out after the fact.
But because Rex Ryan's like, you need to be in the front row. You need to be paying attention, blah, blah, blah. Listen. Rex Ryan may be right. Shedeur Sanders may be right and feel justified in it. That's obviously a beef that they have. It was a weird way to respond. As a grown-up adult, to get in front of the media, there's been plenty of guys that have gotten in front of the media and said, I don't have any comment. I have no comment. I'm only here so I don't get fined. We love it. We think it's great. But that was beyond weird. And I like Shedeur. I do. That was beyond weird, and it was beyond childish to go up there and mouth words to reporters like you're saying something, but you're not. I just thought it was really weird.
I thought Scott Van Pelt, I was watching after the Dodgers-Reds game last night. He came on SportsCenter, and he made a really good point. He said, there are 32 NFL teams. They all have third-string quarterbacks. You don't know the names of 31 of them. But you know Shedeur Sanders, which is a really tough spot for him to be in. Nobody else asks any questions of the third-string quarterback. You go years as a third-string quarterback, and the media will not come up to your locker
ever.
Once. You could be the third stringer for a team for 4 years. There's guys who have been sitting there as a third stringer who never get in a game. Then no one ever writes a piece about them. No one ever does an interview with them. They just go about their business every single day, and no one ever talks to them.
The dynasty team right now, it's the Chiefs.
And reporters,
do you know who their backup is? And you certainly don't know who their third stringer is.
Backup.
They've been in the Super Bowl media
wasn't it
days.
Carson Wentz,
everything.
But I think he's at on
he's
another
gone
team now.
Yeah, he's gone.
I'm going to look it up.
And then look up their third stringer. I have no idea.
And Shedeur has media coming up to him every single day as a third stringer.
Gardner Minshew.
Is the third stringer? He's the backup now. He's the backup. Who's the third stringer? No idea.
They don't even have one listed on ESPN.
Yeah.
Mahomes and Minshew.
Yeah, that's
there's someone on the practice squad that's probably the third stringer.
That's wild.
So you're putting Shedeur in a really tough situation now.
Did
he bring some of it on himself by being who he is?
It was just a weird way to respond. And obviously, like, hey, man, here's way, way more attention than I'm sure you or your team wanted at this point. But, yeah, man, it was...
Well, it's like, hey, be honest. How do you feel about this? It's like, well, what do you think how do you think
I feel? Actually, it's awesome. I love not playing. I love not playing. I love being
I love seeing other rookies get their chance instead of me. Like, it's a stupid question.
It's
it was a bad answer. It was very
weird. He was also drafted,
moment.
You know, four rounds earlier than you were. So, of course, he should get his chance first.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we'll go to college football. Ben has been sitting on this literally since the minute he got in this morning, around 5:30.
Frothing.
He has been asking us to play this.
We've pushed it long enough. We owe it to him.
I wish that I loved anything in this world as much as Ben loves or loved the Twitter bit from like
eight years ago
of Captain Andrew Luck.
It was a good bit. Andrew Luck had the really, like, 1700s, 1800s beard.
Yes.
And the guy that they said he was like a Civil War you know, leader and would tweet as though he was a Civil War leader for each game that the Colts were going to play. It was good bit.
I just got PTSD of being at the Mighty 1090 in the studios. We were a pretty new show. And him over here,
yeah.
Paulie.
Oh, yeah.
Would come
every
in
day.
And just fired up about the latest Captain Andrew Luck. I think we did a bit about. I think we did a bit on it. We made Ben read it, and like he was just giddy.
It was funny the first time. I'll even say I think I laughed probably the second and third time.
Maybe even the seventh.
The
time.
69th time, it's like, okay, Jesus. So.
People in the YouTube chat agree with me. Love Captain Andrew Luck. Captain Andrew Luck was great.
So
he
this
was.
dude walks in this morning and he like it was one of these where he like slaps his hands together. He's like, "Did you see that? I sent it to the Twitter account, guys. Check this
so
out."
So Andrew Luck is serving as the interim athletic director at his alma mater, Stanford, this year. Stanford does not have a very good football team. They're looking for something to draw some fans in.
Yeah.
So they have come up with a giveaway.
Jesse Agler is coming up. Jesse Agler.
First 20,000 fans are going to get, it's a Captain Andrew Luck bobblehead, where he looks like
the Civil War general.
And they came up with a teaser video starring one, Andrew Luck.
Dearest mother, the young men whom I proudly steward have eagerly embarked on this campaign. We are brimming with excitement. My
Sounds
hand
like
trembles
it.
In fervor as I write to tell you that, while in preparation for upcoming battles, we have unearthed a most surprising bounty of relics. 20,000, by more precise count, each bearing an oddly striking, yet parodic resemblance to your own son. How curious. My unit is set to distribute each relic in gratitude to our supporters who rally to our cause against Notre Dame's Shamrock Battalion on a late November's Eve. Joy will abound, a chorus of raucous cheers will be heard across the land, and a great many heads will bobble. Exhilarating. Thank you for the robust care parcel of squirrel oil and pickled weasel tail. Stupendous. Tell the cows, hogs, and sheep hello for me. With love, Andrew.
For the Notre Dame game, Woodsy.
So,
give out some Andrew Luck bobbleheads.
I'm burning with excitement.
I had not actually watched any portion of that. Ben sent it over. Of course he did. And I just loaded it up. That was the first time I've seen it. I wish I probably wouldn't have even brought it up had I watched it, because the text was lame. The enthusiasm was not there. Honestly, it was the mixing for me. I couldn't hear him because the music was too
damn
loud.
Too much music, audio, not enough Andrea. They mixed it poorly. I'll grant you that, Paulie.
My unit is brimming with excitement.
Well, I think the deadpan is part of it.
It
needs to be deadpan.
I'm so happy.
People were not excitable. They were not excitable in the 1800s. You know what? Because life sucked.
How do you know?
There's nothing to be excited about.
Doc Holliday seemed pretty excitable.
And you die.
Yeah, but you had morphine at every corner. Laudanum. Cocaine was legal. You just do whatever you want. Literally do whatever. You drink all day. It's all dusty.
Life was miserable.
It really
was. They were excited to go to war and die because life was so boring.
That's true. It's true. Oh. It's very wholesome, as Matt says. He appreciates a very wholesome bit. And so does one Ben Higgins, who's also very wholesome. He is a recovering 2% milk addict, and he is now off of 2%.
Down to one.
One of my favorite moments of the year.
Weaned himself down to one.
Weaned himself down. And, he's also very wholesome.
I did get spicy yesterday and tried my first ever Flaming Hot Cheeto.
Yes, he did. Well, did you just have one?
I had two.
Two?
Yeah.
Just two, and that was enough?
That was enough.
All right.
Tried it. Those people died from a cold.
Yeah, they did.
All right. And then finally, I got a pretty weird story here that I think they might be onto something. Holiday Inn Express.
Okay.
Haven't stayed at a Holiday Inn Express in maybe ever, but been a long time if I have. They're trying something, though, that I think I can get on board with. They are working on scent-based alarm clocks. Like a diffuser that has
just,
you know, like you can set your coffee machine to like pour a cup at 6 a.m.
Right,
or something. you can set your alarm clock to have like a diffuser scent at a certain time, and they're going to have like breakfast items,
bacon,
something to like wake you up. So coffee, bacon, and blueberry muffin.
Does that actually wake you up, or is it just making the wake up more pleasant when you
smell
something?
Maybe it makes it more pleasant. It probably still has a buzzer.
I don't think it actually wakes you up to smell coffee. It just
makes it puts you in a better mood.
I can see that.
We got this smart alarm clock for Christmas, I think, last year. It's a Hatch clock.
It smells like Hatch chilies.
It smells like Hatch chilies, yeah. No, every morning, a rooster hatches.
A hatch drops and you fall down 10 feet.
No, but what it is, you can actually, you can set up, they call it like a slow awake or something. Yeah. And so you can set it for, if you set up for 5 a.m., you can start it at 4:45 in like a light, slowly builds up
like foreplay,
and illuminates.
Kind of.
And you wake up, you're like, oh, that was much easier than like a violent, like, holy hell.
Yeah.
So they're working on this right now. They've been using them in Australia and New Zealand. Guests at Holiday Inns can do coffee, bacon, or blueberry muffin scenting.
But then you want it.
See, that's the thing. I'm
genius
by disappointing to smell that and have nothing to back it up.
But you go downstairs for the continental breakfast. Yes.
I don't really trust fake smells. Like when they offer you at the car wash, the...
Ooh, I do.
I don't know. I just feel like it's fake. It's not real pine.
They have a...
Who gets pine, though?
What else do you get?
Pine is the only one I ever think about. I get cherry.
New car? Yeah. What is in that?
I don't know.
But
it just seems like a bunch of chemicals.
I like cherry, too.
Cherry.
Yeah.
You like your car to smell like...
Very much.
Cherries.
Very much. Very much. Very, very much.
In Japan, they have a pear option.
No, the smell of vanilla is good, but fake vanilla smell? I don't know. What's that?
In Japan, you can choose nashi, pear.
Pear.
Ooh, pear.
Yeah, it's a
in
good
Singapore
smell.
And Thailand, they have mango
sickly
as an option.
Sickly sweet? I don't know. I don't want a sweet smell.
What would you like to smell
up?
When you wake up?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just clean, fresh
bleach.
Air.
Yeah, fresh air. Hannah loves the smell
of
bleach.
I don't know.
I don't mind the smell of bleach.
If the alarm goes off and you are greeted with the smell of coffee, I think that's a pretty good way to start your day.
I kind
of
dig this. I would think I would get this.
I would at least try it.
But the problem is I would wake up that smell of blueberry muffins and coffee and bacon, which is one of my favorite breakfasts. I mean, I would get up and be... Like running to the kitchen to look for blueberry muffins and bacon.
So now you jumped the gun just a little bit. Now, this is not available in the United States yet. I think they're working on it. They're testing it out.
I would like to have one.
Because it's a Holiday Inn Express, you just mentioned the continental breakfast. They're not just like tickling you or anything here. They're actually offering you breakfast as well. They're like they're just trying to make it more pleasant experience. It's a free breakfast. I think you can even arrange for them to bring it up to your room. I'm not sure.
What's your favorite weird smell?
Weird
smell.
Like I love gasoline, but I think a lot of people do. I don't huff it or anything, so I don't get any ideas. But I like the smell of gasoline. I like paint. I like a paint.
You go into
smell.
The tire section at Costco and
the rubbery,
smell like rubbery tires.
Oh,
I like that one.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
You ever have like change in your pocket, coins, and then you get like that weird metal smell?
I do not like that smell.
I don't like it either. It's a weird smell, though.
That's a weird one.
You're like,
you do smell it, though.
You're like, and you go back for more.
Sharpies, a little bit tart for me, to be honest.
When you were in school, the jar of rubber cement.
I loved it.
Shouldn't do it, but.
I know you shouldn't do it, but yeah. I did
it. The jar of rubber cement, by the way.
Remember that?
No, I don't.
You didn't have it. Wasn't,
it had a little brush.
Had a brush in
a jar, and
we just make little balls. And
they were old.
We had glue sticks. Yeah, we had jars of rubber cement.
We made little balls with it, and you throw them at your buddies, and you would also take it on the get a little buzz, and like it's like eighth grade. You'd be like, hey, this project, I'm going to need a lot more rubber cement. And you're over in the corner, just blah, 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 blah. Ooh.
The teacher was very careful with it, though, because it would be a big mess.
Mothballs, amazing. Love the smell of mothballs. It's really good. Yeah, I like weird smells. I do.
We all do, right?
Yeah, we
just don't admit it.
We
won't. We're the only ones that'll go on the air and do it.
Yeah, for sure. Matt says he likes how his hands smell after slicing onions. Let me think. I love the smell of onions. I do. I love the smell of onions.
I hate the crying, the stinging of
my eyes.
It
doesn't even bother me.
Some people it doesn't bother that much.
But I like that smell, too. I don't like how my hands smell after, I've decided.
Onions? No.
No. But I like the smell of them. When they're like when you're sauteing onions,
yes.
Oh, man,
yeah, that's
delicious.
Good.
Delicious.
The raw onion smell, though, is just too much on your hands.
Yeah.
Garlic.
Yeah, it's too much. too much.
Too strong.
All right. Thank you, Paulie.
Rondo Report. Thank you very much, Paulie. We'll take time out when we come back. Looking ahead, Game 3 of the NL Wild Card Series. Cubs, Padres, our Ben and Woods preview coming up next after traffic here on 97.3. The Fam. First, Woods and I want to remind you, and we are getting older. Woods is 50. I'll be 50 in a month. We didn't have our estate documents until earlier this year.
Yeah, December for me.
Yeah, when we went to trustandwill.com and found out how easy it is to make sure your family is taken care of if something should happen to you, Woods.
Absolutely. Very simple to do in the fact that it doesn't take a whole ton of time. Couple innings, as we like to say. It took me about 30 minutes for mine. Could take you longer. Could actually take you shorter. But go to trustandwill.com. When you check out, use the code RADIO20, and they'll give you 20% off. Can't beat that deal.
Dominic in our chat always reminds everybody, you have to get a trust if you want to avoid probate court. And it is messy, and it is long, and it's expensive. And it could all be avoided for your family by getting the trust now to distribute and give your family immediate access to your assets, like 401k, any property you may own. That is going to be tied up in court for months, likely, if you don't have a trust for your family when you're gone. But again, they make it so easy at trustandwill.com. No lawyer's office necessary. Just answer the questions and make sure you use the code RADIO20 at checkout. Makes an affordable process even more affordable at trustandwill.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got some tickets to give away here at 9:25 for Sunday's game at Pechanga Arena. It is NBA basketball in San Diego. The Nuggets taking on the Timberwolves. Preseason action. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. But if you'd like to win some from Ben and Woods, be the fourth caller right now at 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Paulie will take your call. Short segment here, but I wanted to get to this piece in The Athletic. I read a couple of days ago. It's from Jim Bowden, the former GM. He said there are certain players this postseason who are going to be free agents who have more riding on their postseason results than others. Now, right, he acknowledges all these guys are going to get paid,
yes,
obviously, in the offseason, but if they really want to take it to the next level, and he counted the last three, number three was Dylan Cease, and he said, clearly you're getting a guy who's going to make 32 starts a year, very valuable in that sense, but how he pitches this October will absolutely be a factor in how interested clubs assess his free agency. He's already proven, again, he'll make the starts, but can he win big games if he wants a deal that pays him like a top-of-the-rotation starter?
Yep.
How much did Dylan Cease? Let's say the Padres lose today. That's it. How much did he help himself yesterday in his upcoming free agency?
With 3 2/3?
I don't know.
Not much, but I will tell you this. What helped Dylan Cease is, pull up his numbers real quick. What helped Dylan Cease this year, Ben, was the 200 punchies and the... Did he miss a start?
He did not miss a single start, I don't believe.
There you go.
Again.
I've said it all along. I've said it all year long. Yeah. He's going to get paid. Dylan Cease. I was thinking about it yesterday driving home. I throw him a qualifying offer for sure. What's it going to be this year?
22 million, somewhere around there.
Right. I don't even think twice about it. I think they throw it to him.
And he'll decline it.
He'll decline it. I think he will decline it, certainly.
Good call, though. Yeah.
But I absolutely throw him one. I get the draft pick back. Dylan Cease is going to make money. There is a pitching coach somewhere that is salivating.
Again, none of these guys are not going to make money.
Right.
But there's a difference between getting $140 million and $210 million.
Sure.
I mean, how much more can they help themselves? Number two on the list, also in this series, Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker's getting $400 million from the L.A. Dodgers. You can go ahead and book it. They already have the terms filled out. He's AAV of $17 a year, prorated and deferred.
Bowden says due to his injuries, it's going to be very important that he performs well
in
the postseason.
He hurt his calf. He hurt his calf. Okay, he didn't have reconstructive surgery on his knee. He hurt his calf muscle with 3 weeks left.
He is 1-for-7, I think, in the first two games with a single.
See, the guy is he's going to get $400 million. He will be the Dodgers right fielder on opening day in 2026. There's no question. Zero.
They're not going to go with Michael Conforto again this year?
No, they are not.
Next year?
They paid that dude $16 million a year. He's not even on the roster. Kyle Tucker, they're going to spend a fortune on him. He's going to require a fortune, and he's going to get his money. And if you hate him now with the Cubs, get ready to really hate him with the L.A. Dodgers next year.
And the number one player on Jim Bowden's list of players who could be helped the most by a good postseason, he says Michael King. Michael King missed over 3 months of the regular season. Obviously, we know that with his nerve problem and then the knee injury. Began the season pitching well. For him to get a multi-year contract, Bowden writes, with the type of numbers he was expecting last offseason, he'll need to put together a dominant postseason to show teams that he's both healthy and the same quality of starter that he was before the injuries hit. I can see your argument. Cease Tucker, they're pretty locked in. King, though, is an interesting
case.
King
is such
here.
A wild card. I mean, really, because if you're another GM, a healthy Michael King is a no-brainer, and he's going to make 20-something a year, right? Like, no question.
Right.
If he came out and had the year we expected from him, if he wasn't injured, he would have thrown game one.
Maybe 30.
I mean,
it could have been a lot for Michael King.
He had really established himself as a top-of-the-rotation starter for the San Diego Padres, and the injuries have just killed him. You know that sucks so badly for him and his family in a walk year. It's the worst. But again, could he be had by the San Diego Padres moving forward? That's kind of a different discussion. But he's another qualifying offer, right?
Will he pitch in the postseason
at all? Right.
We don't even know.
We have no idea.
We don't know the answer.
If we don't get past today, he may not. And
will
if he doesn't throw today,
we don't know. He could come out of the bullpen today. He may not. If the Padres win, I've got to imagine he will get a start against the Milwaukee Brewers.
Question.
In fact, if the Padres win and he doesn't pitch today,
he's
I would expect him pitching game one on Saturday.
Right.
But if they don't win today, he doesn't pitch.
Unless they jump out to like a 6-0 lead, I would assume if it's a tight ball game, he's pitching today.
I would assume so too.
I don't know.
I really don't know.
And if he doesn't pitch at all in the postseason and never really established himself as healthy, it's a very curious case as to what his market looks like this offseason.
And maybe gives us a decent chance at retaining him.
We'll have a time to talk about it.
Hopefully,
in a month.
Who else is on the list?
Let's see. Behind those three, he had Trent Grisham. Grisham's an interesting guy. I don't know how much the postseason matters, but how much do you take this season into account versus what his really career numbers were?
I mean, if you're the Yankees, how do you let him go?
Shane Bieber, that one makes some sense.
Yep. Toronto now.
Josh Naylor.
Hardly know her.
And Bo Bichette were his seven that he put on the list.
That's it?
Those are the free agents to be that he thinks the postseason could impact their paydays.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
I'll just start the campaign now that this team next year, with our lack of power, we should just, go out and sign Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso, and let's just call it a day. And good luck to the rest of the teams in the big leagues. You're going to have to get some guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. Let's bang the drum for Schwarbs and old Uncle Pete starting today.
I'd do anything for that.
Literally anything at all.
Yeah, if you don't mind paying $1,000 for your season tickets. And I don't mean for the whole season. I mean per game. If the Padres can afford both of those guys.
I'll do broccoli cut for a whole year. I'll wear it for an entire year if you got those
Eric
guys.
Eric Grubner, you hear that?
Is that worth it to you, Eric, to spend an absolute fortune to get those guys in?
I don't remember where I read it, but I think today is either the second or third time ever that there are three winner-take-all elimination games on the same day
Amazing.
In Major League Baseball. We'll
Amazing.
Look at all of them when we wrap things up with Ben and Woods in our final segment coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. And if you're going to be watching those games, and I know you are, how about putting together some Prize Picks daily fantasy lineups? We were just talking about it in studio. Who do you like today? You watch a lot of sports. Make that pay off for you. At Prize Picks, it's good to be right, where you can actually turn your sports knowledge into real money. Daily fantasy is all about setting lineups between 2 and 6 players and picking against the numbers, the projected stats. They're right there on the app, and then you just pick more or less. You have so many options baseball today, football all weekend, college pros over the weekend. You're looking for the things that you got good feelings about. You've been watching. You go, oh, this guy's set for a really good game. I'll go more than his projected stats. Or think this guy's going to get shut down today. You can go less than the projected stats. Just make sure when you download the Prize Picks app, you put in the code FAN, because you're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Make sure you use the code. Actually, it's KWFN is the code to get $50 instantly when you use your first $5 lineup. Once you do, you just get started. Yeah, use their funds to, you know, fund your first few Prize Picks lineups, win some, build a bank account, and then you can cash out whenever you want. It's easy to do with MasterCard, Apple Pay, Venmo. I've done it before. I've cashed out before. You get the money quick, safely, sometimes as little as 15 minutes. It's in your account. It's awesome. It's Prize Picks. It's daily fantasy. Where it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me just say, Benjamin and Paulie, before we get out of here in a little bit, I hope the season does not end today. But if it does, I have had such a great time this week in particular with you guys in the studio and when Bald Rindle filled in for you, Paulie. Wasn't as fun, but it was still fun. Had a great time out at the appearance yesterday.
I thought about it yesterday before the game. I'm not ready for the season to be over.
No, yet. Not even by a long stretch. I've had so much fun this week. And I've had so much fun this season covering the team that I wanted to keep rolling. So thank you guys for that. Thanks to the Tier 1s. You guys are ridiculous. You're a ridiculous, ridiculous bunch of radio lovers. And
best radio audience in America.
There's no question about it. It's not even close. Our buddy Foster just texted me. He goes, I'm driving to work. Guy on a motorcycle driving in front of me. He's got a brown Ben and Wood shirt on. I said, dude, that just makes my day. So thank you, all of you guys, for sticking with us through the coverage. I know it's annoying sometimes, you know, but, you know, let's keep it rolling. That's all I care about is just keeping it rolling. It's been such a fun, fun time covering it this year.
Whoever you are out there on your motorcycle listening right now in your Ben and Wood shirt, please drive safely. We want you to make it to game three this
actually,
afternoon.
Actually, please drive down to Sarah Mesa here to the radio studios. I would love to see Ben on the back of your motorcycle.
Also, crank your hog with us on your motorcycle. That's exactly what he was doing. He was literally cranking his hog on the way to wherever he was going. I
didn't want the season to end yesterday. I even want it to end less today.
Correct.
Because now you're so close.
Yeah.
If they win today, we know we pretty much got all next week.
Yeah.
To keep talking about.
Yes.
And hopefully, you know, maybe a couple more weeks, maybe even three more weeks. But if you lose today, it's over. I'm not ready for it to be over.
I would not like to have a Friday moratorium show. That's not the right word, but mausoleum-type atmosphere in here tomorrow. Like, taking phone calls and, you guys okay? I'm okay. Like, let's just keep the party going. Whatever we need.
Yeah, we will be here for you either way, just like we said yesterday, but we would rather be here for you after the Padres win.
No doubt.
And looking ahead to a series against the Milwaukee Brewers that will start on Saturday. All right, three games, all of the marbles on the line. We will take a look at all three right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Got a few problems wrapping up our morning drive. Lanes are now clear on westbound 8 just before the 15. Watch out for a little residual slowing there. Westbound King Freeway just before 25th. Street crash over to the right shoulder. Still clearing an accident from the Garnett on-ramp to southbound 5. And hit-and-run accident in the North County. Northbound 15 before Center City Parkway. That appears to be in the clearing stage. I'm Kelly Danik with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll start in the American League, and then we'll finish with our final thoughts on Padres Cubs. First game, though, today at 12:08. ABC has the television coverage, the Detroit Tigers, the Cleveland Guardians, Jack Flaherty getting the ball for the Tigers, Slade Ciccone on the mound for the Cleveland Guardians. Both games in this series were tied 1-1 until late, I believe. Yesterday, the Guardians broke out with 5 runs in the 8th inning to break it open.
Wild.
But these teams have been very evenly matched other than that one inning.
God, man. What a it's a good it's been such a nice early.
Flaherty hasn't had a great
game.
Season.
No, he hasn't.
8-15, 4.64 ERA after returning to Detroit after, remember, he was traded to the Dodgers
begged
at the deadline last year.
Begged to come
Slade
back.
Slade Ciccone, 7-7, 4.30
I think
ERA.
He was free agent, actually. I don't think he
was came back
traded.
He was traded to the Dodgers at the deadline
last
year, and then he came back as a free agent at the end of the year.
Begged to stay with the Dodgers. Yeah. They wanted no part of him. I mean, look at their rotation now. Absolutely don't need him. Mop-up guy.
Number 12 starter this year.
Number 12, 13 starter. And then he had to sign with the Tigers in free agency. Yeah. I mean, look, he obviously is a guy that goes out and chews up a lot of innings, which is fantastic for the regular season. You kill for a guy, Benny. What is he, 8-15? That's 23 decisions that he got for the Detroit Tigers. But, you know, does he have the shutdown stuff to get through the Guardians lineup? Maybe. The Guardians lineup's not that great.
The Guardians are favored in the game, minus 135. The over-under run line is 7.5. Guardians have had magic over the last few weeks. There's good and bad. The great thing about baseball magic is when it's going, it feels like it's never going to end.
But then it ends.
But it always ends. And it ends suddenly. And it ends tragically, and you don't even know what happened
and
when
you're
it
just
ends.
Done.
And that could happen today to the Guardians, or they can keep it going. I'm going to lead toward they're at home.
I'm going to take the home team.
I think I'm going to take the home team,
yeah,
too.
I think I will, too.
Guardians take it in Game 3 today. All right, the other American League game, interesting. Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees, Yankee Stadium, man. 5 o'clock ESPN. It'll come on right after the Padres game. Winner take all game, all the marbles. And raise your hand if you've heard of the Red Sox starter in the game today. Connelly Early is going to be taking the mound for the Boston Red Sox.
It sounds like one of those 1993 video game baseball, you know, baseball video games that came out with all those funny names. Connelly Early doesn't sound like a real name.
No, it doesn't.
This will be
23-year-old left-hander making his fourth start. First in the playoffs, obviously. Cam Schlittler. We'll be going for the New York Yankees. This does not scream like high-priced Red Sox Yankees. You figure their number three starters are going to be fairly established, like grizzled veterans, Major League. They had Harris as their number three starter coming in. Like, they've got to have one of those guys, right? No.
Harris, by the way.
Connelly Early, 23 years old. Cam Schlittler, 24
years
old.
You are just making people up.
I feel like I am, but these are the actual starters for this game with the entire seasons on the line for the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Incredible. I know Cora went through his bullpen pretty good last night. Who's their guy? Whitlock. He threw a ton of pitches last night. Look, it's all hands on deck.
And the Yankees are terrified to go to their bullpen at all in any game.
I mean, if you're the New York Yankees, you got to go out and beat this rookie making his fifth start ever, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Schlittler had a good second half. The Yankees are the heaviest favorites today, minus 165.
Okay.
Over-under is still only 7.5, just like the Guardians-Tigers. If I was going to go an over in a game, I'd probably go in this game. Yankee Stadium would be my over pick on this game. But I'll go with the Yankees at home in this one as well.
Okay, yeah, I probably got the same.
All right, finally, in the National League, 2 o'clock, 97.3 The Fan, ESPN, San Diego Padres visiting the Chicago Cubs, Yu Darvish on the mound against Jameson Taillon. The odds makers say this one is as even as any of the games. The Cubs are minus 115, the Padres are minus 105. So, essentially, no one is the underdog in this game. You can't get dog money on either of the teams in today's game. That's how even Las Vegas thinks it is.
Well, and listen, coming out of the bullpen, I've got some other names that may or may not be real. Bobson Dugnutt could probably get a look today.
I used Bobson Dugnutt out of my pen.
Todd Gonzalez. Daryl Archibald is also, he's a catcher. So in case Freddie Fermin gets hurt. And Anatoly Smorin, he is a pitcher. You may see him. And Sleeve McDykel will be out today, probably getting loose early if either one of those guys gets in trouble. Those are real names from
I should have done a real thing.
Fighting baseball.
Actual baseball players or the fake baseball players.
Onsen Sweeney, Ray McShriff, Glenn Allen Mixon, Mario McIlwain, Raul Chamberlain.
Chamberlain.
So good.
Chasen Shreve.
Willie
He's
Dustis.
A real
Chasen Shreve
He's
is
a real.
Real
player.
Yeah. Jeremy Grind. This is phenomenal.
I love those.
Phenomenal.
I loved those growing
so
up.
Good.
I loved playing video games where, yeah, they didn't have the licensing for some of the players. But, like, the San Francisco Giants had a number 25 who was really, 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 really good.
Really good? Yeah.
But it wasn't Barry Bonds.
No. It's not him. It just happens to be. No, today is going to be, what did you say, 7.5 is the...
7.5 is also the over-under for... How do they think every single game? It's like, I don't know, just put it at 7.5. It's like the
it's
odds makers just took the day off.
The
and
standard
just
line.
Standard 7.5 for every game.
Tim, everyone says they take the under. I'm going differently today.
I think it's going to be a higher scoring game today. Yeah,
both.
I would take the under.
I'm going
no, like total. Total.
Total 7.5
yeah,
between
the
two
the
games.
The for the,
game. These games?
I feel like it's going to be like a 6-4, 7-5 type game today. They're not all. Are they all going to be 3-0 or 3-1?
2-1, 3-1.
I don't think so. You get to the third pitchers, you're going to have to score some runs to win this game. Whether you're the Cubs or the Padres, someone needs a big inning. As I said earlier, power of friendship inning. You know, we see it so many times. Can the
you
Padres come
the
up with
inning.
One of them?
You need, like, a two-run lead.
No,
is what
I think,
you need.
I think you need more than that today.
You want a big inning.
I don't
you
want,
need a two-run lead and give it over to the bullpen.
I think both teams are going to score some runs. I don't think two or three is going to be enough
you
today.
Know, the great news about if Yu Darvish gets in trouble in the first inning, it's got to be the quickest hook of all time. If it's three batters, it's three batters.
You think Schultz is going to have a quick hook with him?
You have to.
Well, you can don't have a Michael choice. King. Now, if both,
because, and you have
if
Randy
both
Yu
Darvish and Michael King struggle, well, then you're toast.
You have
but you've got two, so you can go
you have
either
three.
One.
You have three starters. You have Randy Vasquez. You have
I get
Yu Darvish. And
someone
you have Michael
has to
King.
Pitch on Saturday. I guess you. I mean, you worry
no,
about
you
Saturday.
Worry about Saturday.
Saturday.
No, 100%.
Nick Pivetta will pitch on Saturday.
I don't
if you
know
ask
that I would
like,
rather see David Morgan than Randy Vasquez. You know, I mean, in the third, if you had to go to someone in the third inning, David Morgan.
He walks way too many guys.
He does
way too many guys. And what's the one
Brad
thing Glaze you can't
on the
add?
Roster? I mean.
I'm not sure I'm ready for a David Morgan in an elimination game today.
I don't think I am either, buddy. I don't think I am either. But I think Michael
we're
King...
We're talking emergency scenarios here, not the plan
that's
to bring
if,
him
if
in.
You
that's like
in
a 15th inning emergency scenario.
I'll throw up.
Michael wants a laugh or no stress 12-2 Padres. Yeah, we all do.
Michael,
wouldn't that
would,
be nice?
I would do the dirtiest things for a
12-2. Wouldn't that be
just
nice?
Just put your feet up in the third. Oh. Yuki's off the roster.
Wow, the 10-run first inning for your San Diego Padres. And guess what? We'd all still be nervous.
I think Mason still throws in a 10-0. I really do. Yeah. Based on things, how things have gone this year.
We're up 10-0. It's the fourth inning, but now it's 10-2, and they've got the bases loaded. Yeah. Oh, my God. They can make it 10-6 right here. They get back
Dodger
in slam
fans went through it the
we
other night.
We're all going to be dying with a 10-0 lead.
Dying.
It's just how it works. Yeah. It's the playoffs.
I hate this. I hate it, and I love it. But no, that's the one thing that you feel good about. You have break glass in case of emergency guys, and you have two of them. And if one of them is not effective, you get the other one and try to maintain and try to mount a comeback if you do get down early. But listen, man, Yu Darvish has been in some big games. He's pitched well. In
reach behind
games.
You, touch Yu Darvish, give him a little pat for love.
Touch his wiener on accident. I don't mean
I know that Yu Darvish hasn't been Yu Darvish. He has been inconsistent. There's a certain comfort I do feel about having Yu Darvish on the mound.
Good.
He's not going to, it's not going to be too big for him.
Yeah, for sure.
He's going to go out there. He's going to give you what he's got, and it's going to be the best of what he's got. Will
Correct.
It be good enough? I don't know. I don't know if his best is now good enough anymore, but he is going to give you every pitch is going to be thrown with intent, purpose, intelligence, clarity.
I'm just trying to Darvish think back today. To last year. I know it came in a losing effort, but he pitched his ass off
and he
in that loss
that
in Dodger
today.
Stadium. And he did not have the ramp up coming off of injury, or not injury, but time away. He's had much more of a ramp up this second half of this year than he had last year, and we were nervous as hell, and he came out there and calmed all those nerves and shoved.
If he gives
I'm
you
hoping
four,
he can do it again
four
tonight.
To five, four and a third, one or two runs, I think that gives you a really good chance to win this game.
Yeah, just go do your job. And you know? Again, the guys like O'Hearn, sigh of relief. Gavin Sheets, sigh of relief. Jake Cronenworth, sigh of relief. A right-handed pitcher you're going to get to go up against today. Luis Araiza, right-handed pitcher. And I know Luis saw one yesterday and got a single off of him. So listen, that lane is not going to matter so much, at least early in the game.
Tim mentioned the forecast. Megan Perry at 10 News kind of clued me in as well. The wind is supposed to shift a little bit today, not out, but more blowing from right field toward left field. So good for the right-handed power hitters potentially in a game today, which, by the way, the Padres have more right-handed power hitters in their lineup than left-handed power hitters, so that possibly could be an offensive advantage, but it's not going to be a huge blustery day or anything. Weather-wise, Padres have gotten, I think, pretty fortunate this week.
I agree.
Nothing weird, San Diego-like weather for 3 days. Nothing that the Cubs will go, wait until they get to Chicago in October. They got to San Diego for 3 days, and they've gotten the best of it.
All right, gentlemen, let's go!
You got that cowbell? Where is it? Let's go! Come on!
That
Come
is it for us. Braden will take you all the way to Sammy's pregame show starting next. We will be back tomorrow morning. Win or lose, rain or shine, we'll be there for you. Tier 1s at
please
6 a.m.
But please
win.
Please.
For Polly Rindle and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Thursday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan, and go Padres!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.